You're listening to SBS News.
Oil price is around 60,000 today. Last week it was around 50.
Simply going to the supermarket has become a difficult experience for many people in Lebanon. And Hassan Sharafeddin, a 33-year-old professional, is no exception. I met him in a popular supermarket in Beirut. This one showed the prices of displayed items. But others don't bother anymore, as prices constantly change, sometimes twice during the same day. 2 years ago, Hassan wouldn't have even worried. He is a nurse specializing in pain management, and he works in one of the biggest hospitals in Beirut. He was on a good income and had quality of life, but not anymore.
Well, everything has changed, my life, the standards of daily living. I used to earn every month around $2,000. Now, the same salary, it decreased by more than 75%. My salary value is now less than $250. So a lot of what we used to call normal back then, 2 years ago, it's like a fairy tale now.
Hassan and his friends have launched an initiative to provide people in need with medicine. But when it comes to drugs, money is not the only issue. Increasingly, many medications are becoming unavailable. What are these for?
Some of these medications are for hypertension, some are for diabetes. They're daily medication, and some of them are crucial to take every day. And there's a really huge shortage of meds in Lebanon now.
If the subsidies are gone altogether for the medication, this would be a disaster.
That would be a really huge disaster. It would be a really terrible situation.
Hassan's parents live in the Bekaa in rural eastern Lebanon. This is where he spends his weekends. Ismail, Hassan's father, has been a carpenter for almost 50 years, but last year he had little work. In his 70 years, he has witnessed a long civil war, several wars with Israel, and endless crises. But this time, things are different.
During the war, there were bombs and many had to flee their houses. But at least people had money. We now have to fight for food.
With little work and soaring food prices, Ismail has got himself a few goats and chickens. The milk and eggs they give him are a small treasure in these desperate times. Across the country, businesses are shutting down and scores of people are being laid off. The large Lebanese diaspora remains a big support for many families. Hassan's family gets some help from their relatives in Australia. This is one place Hassan is also applying to immigrate to.
For me, Lebanon now is a large jail.
Hassan's mother is distraught that he might leave the country, but she supports him.
My heart tells me he should stay, but in my mind, I know that he has no future here. They killed their ambitions. I am not the only one who thinks like this. I'm sure every mother and father in Lebanon feels the same.